As you heard in Claudio's story, Juan Carlos was first introduced to the notion of the American dream through literature, Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. That notion of a better tomorrow for those who work hard enough is pervasive in American literature, art, and music. And so is the opposite idea, that the American dream is just a fantasy.
I'm Meryl Garbus. I started a band called Tune Yards, and I wrote a song called My Country out of frustration with the current state of the United States. We cannot all have it. You know, that's the whole idea of the American dream, is we can all have it as long as we work hard. And that is untrue. There are so many ways in our country where we are not giving the same opportunities to everybody.
The thing about living a lie is just wondering when they'll find out.
My Country, first of all, does do this thing of playing with the original patriotic melody.
I've got me, you've got me.
It lands on this really weird, unexpected note, and that's something that musically says, there's something suspect here, let's investigate this more. Because of the structures of power and of money in our country, the American people are often excluded from what's really making the policy. If we're being excluded from our government, how are we included then in this idea of the American dream? The ability to speak my feelings about my experience as an American is absolutely part of my American dream.
Meryl Garbus of Tune Yards talking about her song My Country, and you can see the music video for the song at our website, nprmusic.org. And as part of our series, we want to know what the American dream means to you. So surprise us with your words and pictures. Go to npr.org/dreams.
The worst thing about living a lie is just wondering when they'll find out.